Welcome to another Directions Media podcast sponsored by American Digital Cartography. This is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief. Today, I am speaking with Jim Reed, President of American Digital Cartography, also known as ADCI. The company is headquartered in Appleton, Wisconsin, and has specialized in providing digital mapping products and services for more than 20 years. As a leading authorized distributor for both Navtech and TeleAtlas, ADCI has helped customers in every market successfully secure the correct data and license for their mapping application, including government, business, and internet-based applications. Today we will talk about how ADCI can help make the massive commercial street data sets manageable for your application. We'll focus on how ADCI can customize the data to help you control costs and avoid licensing data you don't need, help identify the correct data and license required for your application, and get the most current release of data in your hands quickly. So good morning, Jim, and welcome.
Good morning, Joe. Pleasure to be here.
Great. Well, so ADCI celebrated their 20th anniversary last year and is a familiar brand in the mapping industry. But for those listeners unfamiliar with the company, can you provide us a brief overview?
Sure. We started 20 years ago basically by trying to develop a bicycle map for a friend in AutoCAD format. That sort of thing didn't exist 20 years ago, and it was quite cumbersome. And over the years, the business has grown from providing data in MicroStation and AutoCAD formats, DWG and DGN formats, to we do very little of that these days. Most of it is GIS or internet-based applications or fleet applications. So as far as I know, we're the only company that specializes strictly in vector map data. We don't do any applications. We don't sell any software. We don't do any on-site services. We do some customization services here in-house. But data is our only business, and that's why I think we know it better than anyone. We've been a value-added reseller of both Navtech and TeleAtlas for many, many years. We're extremely knowledgeable about their products and about their licensing. In fact, we often get complimented that we know their data better than many of their salespeople know their data. We pride ourselves in outstanding customer service and responsiveness. For example, if you went on our website right now and you submitted a question to sales@adci.com, you'd get an answer or reply back within 15 minutes 90% of the time, and certainly within an hour or two the rest of the time during business hours. That's unusual in this day and age. Unfortunately, it's unusual, and we get lots of compliments about that. We service many markets, as you've said originally, customers like Marriott, Harley-Davidson, New York City Transit Department, Los Angeles Department of Power and Water, Los Angeles Sanitary Commission as well for routing their garbage trucks and trash pickup, Oak Ridge National Labs, and Duke Energy, just to name a few.
Yeah, so the commercial data sets such as Navtech and TeleAtlas, they're massive. And I think that a lot of people don't realize they can license the data for their application. So can you explain to our listeners what products ADCI offers and how you slice and dice the data so that it's manageable for their application?
Sure. That's really what we do. I guess an easy way to explain our role in this whole data business is that the Navtex and the TeleAtlas of the world, they focus on the whales or the big fish, and we focus on the little or smaller accounts or the startup accounts. Navtech and TeleAtlas can't really afford to have a salesperson go out and make a sales call unless the opportunity is $50,000 a year or more, or maybe even higher than that these days. And we have many accounts that are a lot smaller volume than that. And it's surprising how many people, like you say, don't really understand or realize they can get the data by a county or a couple of counties. But we provide the street data, and we provide in a different variety of formats. The easiest way to explain it is some of our customers' applications require just a background map, things like weather. They don't really need to know the names of the roads. They just need a background map to display unusual weather patterns or whatever they're displaying. We also provide it for geocoding when someone needs to locate an address or addresses. And then there's a step up from that for guiding or routing vehicles, where you need things like speed limits, one-way streets, turn restrictions, things like that. We also provide point addresses, instead of block range addresses, exact point addresses. Zip code products, including 5-digit zip code boundaries and zip plus 4 centroids. Live traffic feeds. Truck attributes for height, weight, hazmat restrictions. Traffic patterns and speed profiles, for example, posted speed limit on a given road in, say, Chicago might be 55 miles an hour, but at 8 a.m. on Monday through Friday, the actual average speed might be 35 miles an hour. So we have data like that too, as well as telco products for the telecommunications fields. We can deliver those data sets by the city, by a single or multiple city or counties, states, single or multiple states, or the whole United States, or all of North America. We have European data available and coverage for about 75 countries around the world. And when I say coverage, I mean street level coverage that you can geocode and route on those streets from either Navtech or TeleAtlas or both. We provide the data in a variety of different formats, GIS formats, Oracle format, map info format, just about any format you want, we can make the data available in. And we provide it to you in the projection that you want that satisfies your application. Our overall objective is to get you the data that you need and no overlap, so you don't have extra data. The data doesn't put a bigger footprint on your system than is necessary. And we get it to you in a way that you can start using the data, that you don't have to do a lot of processing to it just to be able to use it.
Great. Yeah, that's a great overview. But some of the licensing options, the end-user license agreements, the EULAs, and other official agreements and legal jargon are sometimes confusing. What types of licensing does ADCI offer, and how do you help your customers get their arms around it?
You're right, Joe. The licensing piece of it is very, very complicated. We start off by asking our customer, our user, about their application. We ask them to describe it to us. What kind of functionality do you need? Do you just need a background map? Do you need to geocode and place addresses? Do you need to do routing? Do you need to do all of the above? Once we get our heads around that, we want to know who their customers are. Is it an internal application? Is it for a company and there's going to be 25 or 50 or 100 or whatever number of people internally that are using the application? Is it an outward-facing application for their customers? If so, or is it money-making? If it's money-making, how do you make money off of it? Is it through advertising? Is it through subscriptions? Is it through some other method? Is it internet or intranet? And how much data do you need, and how often do you need the updates? When I say how much data do you need, what kind of geography? Do you just need a city, a state, the U.S., or larger? And how often do you want to get updates, annual or quarterly or twice a year? And once we understand that, then we talk to them about the licensing options that are available to them. And there are so many licensing options that it is very complicated. So it's extremely important to understand their application. And I think that people don't, the frustration level in dealing with us is pretty low, because we understand licensing and we understand applications, because we have such a broad customer base, that when they start talking to us, we ask the appropriate questions, and not questions that are out of left field. We're not reading from a script somehow. And our customers definitely appreciate that. So once we get all that information, then I think we've got everything we need to quote the proper pricing and give them the licensing that they need.
Okay, so once you have these answers, then what? Then what happens?
We send them the appropriate license agreement for them to review. Our licensing is dictated by either Navtech or TeleAtlas, and it's very, very similar for both. And the licensing is pretty flexible to conform to what the customer's needs are. So we try to build the model, and in most cases we can, designed to mirror the customer's business model. So if they're charging their customers by subscription, then we're able to license based on the number of subscribers. If they're charging by clicks or screen draws or map redraws, we can charge that way as well. So there are different options, and we send them a license agreement that has the options that they require for them to review.
Okay, so maybe one of the big questions to ask here is, wouldn't it be better and cheaper to license the data directly from Navtech or TeleAtlas?
Well, that's a good question. I don't think so. I guess it really comes up to the customer. What I can tell you is that the data currency and the pricing is identical, whether they went direct or came through us. They don't pay a different price. I think what they'll find when they go to the bigger companies is they're a lot more inflexible, less responsive. Things don't happen as fast. They have big legal departments that have to approve every agreement. So things are quite slow. We hear that many, many times. We're a smaller organization, and we have the ability to process and deliver the data quicker, data and licensing quicker than either of the other companies. We can also provide data deliveries via FTP if the data footprint isn't too big, and the customer can get the licensing and the data in the same day in many, many cases. Our terms are more flexible. I guess it really comes down to the flexibility thing. The bigger guys are more inflexible. In fact, sometimes Navtech and TeleAtlas call us and say, we're at an impasse with this customer. They've agreed to buy our data, but they won't sign our license agreement with the current language in it. For example, one of the things in license agreements always says that if there is a dispute, the dispute will be settled in the courts in Chicago, Illinois, if you're Navtech, because that's where Navtech's headquarters is. Well, if you're dealing with the state of Florida isn't going to agree to that. They're going to want it settled within the state of Florida. We can be flexible and agree to that where the bigger companies can't. So they'll get to an impasse with a customer on the licensing, and they'll call us and say, hey, can you take over this? Here's the deal specifics. Can you agree to do this in their licensing? If so, then we'll get this processed. And we're able to do that for them. So in a nutshell, we're more flexible, we're quicker, and we can provide better customer service at the same price.
It sounds like it's a great value-added service from ADCI. What if they want to see some sample data?
Well, we have free sample data on our website all the time. So they can go to navtech.adci.com or teleatlas.adci.com or adci.com and download sample data. If it's not, and that's really to serve a purpose of understanding what the deliverable looks like. Because whether you get the delivery of just the area we have on our samples, or if you need a different city or a different state, the data format and the data structure is going to be exactly the same. So if you need some data for testing, that's great. If you're in Florida and you're in a county government and you really need to see the currency of the street data that we have to see if it's got what you expect, we do offer a 30-day evaluation program where we can provide you with any county or larger, if you need it, data set for evaluation. And usually that's really good. Sometimes people don't even want to go that route. They just say, can you send me a JPEG showing me this area? And they'll give us a latitude and longitude, and we'll give them a screenshot or a few screenshots of a one-mile area or a two-mile area or something, and they can see what it is they're looking for, and that satisfies them. But in any case, we can get them the sample data they need via FTP, either immediately on our website or very quickly via custom sample area.
So besides Navtech and TeleAtlas, does ADCI offer any other products?
Yes, we have our own ADC WorldMap Digital Atlas, which is a 1 to 1 million scale atlas of the world. And we've been selling that product since 1993. And we've got many people using that out there. And you can see that product on our website and download a sample as well. We also have carrier route data. We have a neighborhood database for the U.S. We sell digital elevation models, DEMs, and public land survey, PLSS data.
Well, that's great, Jim. Thanks very much. Appreciate you giving us the time today to talk about ADCI products.
My pleasure.
So today we've learned how ADCI can help you avoid unnecessary overhead and minimize costs by licensing only the data you need, obtaining the correct license for your application, and evaluating the data prior to licensing to ensure it meets your needs. Licensing data through ADCI also increases your flexibility and allows you to avoid loading and working with unnecessary data. By getting the data in the format, projection, and coordinates you choose, you are ready to begin working with your data immediately when you receive it. For more information about ADCI, please visit their website at www.adci.com or give them a call at 920-733-6678. Thanks for joining us today on another Directions Media podcast, and be sure to tell a friend.